Welcome to A Startup a Week, Episode 1, Wednesday. Previously on A Startup a Week. Our team came together at Design Commission in Seattle, Washington, and was presented with the challenge of building a Facebook application in just 1 week. Our app would let users work together to raise money for a computer lab in Cambodia. Can the team complete the project on time? The challenge. Our team has 5 days to design, build, test, and launch an online application. At the end of the week, the team will present their project to a panel of judges. Can the team come together and create a startup in a week? Welcome back to Seattle for day 3 of A Startup a Week. While the team has made good progress on the basic design and development of the application, time was quickly running out. Adam, Jay, and Kyle met up to discuss the plan for the day.
Like, what's the goals for today?
So I'm really approaching crunch time here, and I think I've worked through a couple of the main questions in my mind, which were the PayPal integration and exactly how best to use the Link technologies from Microsoft. So late last night, I did a little bit more research into both of those and got a little bit more comfortable with the Link stuff, and also figured out a way to hack RumorReed's PayPal donation page.
I'm just going to keep trying to go in the direction I've been headed in, and you know, provide Adam with anything he needs. So just let me know if you need anything in particular, like a little icon, or if you need, you know, a different little header or something. I can just kind of whip that up.
We'll reach out to RumorReed guys. We'll have a day full of on the phone funness, and we'll get somebody to tell us whether we did a good job or not.
So we're going to talk about how I hacked together the PayPal integration. Usually you'd use PayPal with your own store, not someone else's. Mm-hmm. You're not typically trying to send someone else money without them knowing about it. But that's what we're doing in this case. So in order to avoid them having to create a special account for us and deal with the PayPal API, I found this form on their site where you normally submit something. It's really simple. You just put in the amount of the donation and what currency you want, and you click Make a Donation, which then redirects you over to PayPal's site. So all we're going to do is take this HTML from this form and host it on Facebook in our app. So when you will throw you to PayPal the same way they're redirecting from here, and PayPal won't know any different. We've just imported that HTML from that form, and I'm calling it the payment auto-submit page. So I've got an HTML form here, and I just hacked in the return URL so that after you make your donation, you come back to our application instead of the Room to Read website. And
nice.
It still reads all the way through that you're donating to Room to Read. And then created a new item name. Normally the item name is just donation, but we're putting an extra string in here to indicate that this is a donation for the Microsoft Lab Builder project, so that hopefully we can, you know, rectify the accounts at the end of the project to say, okay, we think we've collected $30,000. Have you actually received that from us?
Right.
They can tell which donors donated for the specific project. So the only further trick with this is that you need to actually submit the form. So I've included some JavaScript with this form, so the user never actually sees this form. They see our form, which I've got a very simple version of. We're just about to apply the graphics to this. But basically, you choose your donation level, you put in the amount, and then you choose your dedication, and then you click Pay Now, which sends you over to PayPal, where I've got it running in test mode to just keep me here. If you're going to PayPal, then it would render the form, automatically submit the form, take you to PayPal, you complete your transaction, and then it sends you back here to another page where we actually don't create the full order until we've received the signal from PayPal that you actually paid.
Sure.
So that you don't get on the leaderboard just by pledging, you have to actually pay. And so once we come across here, we've got a special URL that you return to after going to PayPal. And we can grab an actual transaction number from PayPal and tie this together using the order ID and what have you. That's the basics of the PayPal integration.
While Adam and Jay worked on the app, Kyle attempted to contact Room to Read to get their buy-in and to invite them to the final presentation on Friday.
Amanda, this is Kyle Kressman from Microsoft, and we were hoping to connect with Cindy.
Sure. Let me see if she's at her desk. One second, please.
Thanks.
Kyle, Cindy's away from her desk at the moment. Can I transfer you to her voicemail?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, one second, please.
Hi, you've reached the new marketing and public relations director for Room to Read. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hi, Cindy. This is Kyle Kressman and Kevin Lenaway just following up on some email strings. I'm really excited to connect with you, and I think we're making some good progress up here on our project. And also want to look into connecting with some folks from your local Seattle chapter and getting them involved in sort of some other marketing opportunities. So anyway, if you could give me a call back, my number is 425. That would be great. Thanks. Bye. I don't have a number here, so
nice. I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, but that's okay.
Cool. Kind of a love to figure this out. I hope she's back to it sometime later today. I'm kind of a little bit nervous about that, but
yeah.
I'm confident in my own skills and what I can do in a certain amount of time. I don't know about what other people are able to accomplish.
Favorite part has been having a chance to work with a great team on a really short time scale, you know, just kind of an out of the blue project with a fixed ending. It's been really fun, and to collaborate with other people that I didn't even know before this week, really, it's been great.
I feel like with this team, we kind of lucked out with the dynamic and the people involved, and you know, it's fun trying to accomplish something like this with the group of people that we have. So
my favorite part about the project has really been just sort of the entrepreneurial spirit that we've taken on here. I think the attitude and the interaction between people is good. I think we're finding a fine line between, creativity and productivity, because one of the things that's a bit of a struggle sometimes is we have so many ideas and we keep bouncing off each other that we actually are distracting. And I think that's one of the things about the fact that we're doing this in 1 week requires us to be productive.
I'm still pretty confident that we can pull it off here.
Coming up on A Startup a Week, the pressure's on as the team races to finish the app by the Friday deadline. Adam shows how he used the new link technology to simplify the database connection.
There's some pretty out there, some pretty revolutionary ways in which you can now integrate the way you access a database with your programming language.
And we get advice from a word-of-mouth marketing expert.
This is the grand unified theory of marketing today.